Buongiorno. Welcome to the Rolling Mall Podcast International Series. Today, recording at Nole, Italy, just outside of Venice. In Rolling Mall news headlines, Mineral Coast Junior Clubs headed to Armidale last weekend for the Taz Carnival. Mid-North Coast and Kempsey products starring at the Rebels and Super Rugby, and Mid-North Coast Junior Axemen announce trial matches before upcoming Junior Championships. And in the results across the zone, using the match days of Port Macquarie and Hastings, Kempsey and the Marlins, and the Grantham Redmen and Coffs Harbour Snappers, in the under-14s, the Vikings won, the Marlins won, and the Snappers won. In the under-16s, the Vikings won in the only match played. In the under-18s, Kempsey won and Hastings won in the two matches played. In the women's, the Kempsey won and the Redmen won in the two matches played. And in reserve grade, Kempsey won, Redmen won and Vikings won. In the south, the Warhope Thunder beat the Wamba Bulls and the Mean River Rats beat the Elbar Clans women. And in the men's in the south, the Bulls beat the Warhope Thunder 27-10 and the Mean River Rats defeat the Old Bar Clans 33-12. More to come later in the episode. And finally, in the north men's first grade, Port Macquarie Pirates and Hastings Valley Vikings had a 24-all draw. The Redmen defeat the Snappers 28-20 and the Kempsey Cannonballs defeat the SCU Marlins 24-13. More to come on these fixtures too. Rugby stories from the Rolling Mall news desk. It was great to see Mid-North Coast Club's SCU Marlins, Coffs Harbour Snappers and the Port Macquarie Manta Rays head over to Armidale for the Taz Rugby Carnival. A really strong rugby tournament that's been going for a long time and really about inclusion, getting players playing the great game of rugby. Some great results over there with Port Macquarie Junior Rugby taking out the prestigious Canterbury Spirit of Rugby Award for great sportsmanship. Absolutely great to see the Mid-North Coast Clubs over there represented and boys and girls enjoying their rugby over there in Armidale. Bet you it was cold though. Mid-North Coast and Kempsey Cannonballs product Darby Lancaster is absolutely on fire. In his fourth start for the Melbourne Rebels, he scored a hat-trick that helped his side into the top four for the first time ever this deep into the series. The super laxatives have been flying for Darby lately with the nickname the Beekeeper, Kid Wonder, and people asking for him to be the Wallabies' new coach Joe Smith's speed dial. He is absolutely on fire, and don't forget that a chance to go to Paris and the Olympics with the Oz Sevens team is a real possibility. Keep an eye out for Darby. The Rebels have a bye this weekend, but he'll be integral to their push to play the first ever final series in their franchise history. Well done, Darby, and it's great to see Mid-North Coast players absolutely killing it on the big stage. Mid-North Coast Junior Axemen and Tomahawks are really stepping up before the Junior Country Championships on June long weekend, with their first trial game announced for Sunday 28th of April v Hunter at the Mean Rivers Rats Field, with the 12s boys, 14 boys, 13s boys, 16s, 15s and 18s boys all in action, and a second trial match on Sunday the 5th of May at Yamba Rugby Club against Ipswich Grammar, with the 12s boys, 13s and 15s boys and 14s and 16s boys all in action that day. Great to see the Axemen getting ready for the Junior Championships, and they always go well there. And that's all from the Rolling Mall News Desk. A recap of the Southern Competition Games thanks to Shelley's Country Wear at Naviac. Get your leather goods, boots, caps, t-shirts, jeans, menswear, womenswear, shirts and kidswear. Shop in store at Naviac or online at shelleyscountrywear.com. The Wollamba Bulls had an outstanding opening round win against the Warhope Thunder 27-10. With round one washed out, this was the first game for the season, and going up against last year's minor and major premiers was a daunting task for Dan Sawyer and his men, but they stepped up and gave the large crowd at Naviac a real reason to celebrate, scoring three tries to the Warhope Thunder's two tries. It was a great effort here. Their number 8, Luke Martin, scored two. And it really couldn't have been a better day for the Bulls, who after only winning 5 games last year and failing to beat the Thunder on 3 attempts, really started season 24 with a bang. One of the most pleasing aspects for the Bulls were keeping the Warhawk Thunder, who were quite a high-scoring team in season 23, to just one try. A great defensive effort and something they can build their season on a strong defence. For Warhawk, there's no need to sound the alarm, but they do know going forward now the challenge of going back-to-back premiers will be big and the teams will have their games against them circled. Expect them to have a strong run out next week. We'll quickly preview the games later on in the episode. In the second match, the Many River Rats defeated their downriver rivals, the Old Bar Clams, 33-12. The Rats got the business done and showed no signs of any hangover from last year's losing grand final. They really stepped it up in a 5-2 victory that saw them pick up a bonus point. With numerous try scores on the list, apologies, their captain coach David Rees will be very glad to see, and with their new recruit Ricky Campbell kicking 4 from 5, a great start to the season too with the boot. The Clans will look the dust off after this result and put in the hard yards. Conceding 33 points per game is not one way to go too far in competition, but they have one big positive with a monstrous new recruit who I'm hearing is well over 6'4" and over 120 kilos, Nick Dryson from the strong Wagga Club in Southern Inland, scoring, and he'll be a real handful for them to contain. A quick preview of both teams' upcoming game coming up later in the episode. In the women's matches, the Merivale Rats defeated the Old Bar Clams.